This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A Chinese firm has offered nearly $5 billion in cash to buy Smithfield Foods. And if that deal goes through, it'd be the largest ever Chinese acquisition of an American company. Smithfield employs 46,000 employees worldwide. 10,000 of those people work here in Tar Heel, North Carolina. What will happen to the company and its employees? Michael Felderbaum is a business writer with the AP, and he's been covering the story and joins us now. Welcome, Michael.
Good morning. Or good afternoon. Thank you.
Tell us about this company, Shangwei Company. Why does it want to buy Smithfield?
Well, they've said as part of this deal that there's a huge demand in China for U.S. pork, so they feel like this is a good combination to help basically bring U.S. pork to China.
And there's an interesting story behind the reason that American pork is so valued in China, right?
Well, yeah, there's certainly been a good amount of food safety-related issues going on in China as of late, which makes foreign food a demanded product over in China. So obviously there's that reason for that increased demand.
Shangwei introduced something into the food chain that allowed their pork to be more lean and also make people sick.
Right. It was shown in 2011 that a state broadcaster uncovered one of the company's plants had had pork that contained this banned substance that is could be harmful to you.
Interesting. I mean, weak government regulations in China is why it's so cheap to do business there. Good thing for U.S. federal regulations, or this deal wouldn't have gone through. So I guess in this case, government regulations good for business. In the case of Shangwei, huh? What about the stock price now? Stock price went up, and they're paying an awful lot, quite a premium in this deal of almost $5 billion in cash. And tell us about the premium then. How much more did they pay for the stock than what it was going for?
Well, it was, on the day that the deal was announced, the day before the stock price was their offer was 31% premium over the stock price the day before the deal was announced. Obviously, since then, the stock price has risen, but hasn't risen to the level the $34 per share that the company is offering.
Wow, 31% premium. You have written about the financial pressure that Smithfield had been under. Talk about some of those pressures.
Sure. Well, pork producers like Smithfield have been caught in this tug of war with consumers. Obviously, the company needs to raise prices to offset commodity costs for feed like corn, and obviously consumers continue to be price sensitive. So by raising prices, they're cutting into their sales if consumers decide to either cut back or buy cheaper meats.
And part of this is because the pressure on Smithfield in particular. Smithfield is a big outfit. Are they the largest pork producer in the country and perhaps the world?
Yes, that would
so,
be correct.
And they're vertically integrated, which means they control the supply. They control some of the hog lots, the production, and then the distribution, right?
Correct. Yeah, they and that's been something that was sort of at the heart of going on in Smithfield as of late. One of their largest shareholders actually had been pressuring the company to split up into three, to split their international business, and split their hog production business, and split their pork, the actual pork processing business, in order to maximize value for their shareholders.
Now, does this buyout answer any of those questions or change the way Smithfield will be doing business?
Well, the company CEO and has said, after announcing this deal, that things are planning to stay the same, that the workers should have nothing to worry about, and this allows them to continue on this vertical integration that they find to be of value to the company.
So Shangwei likes the vertical integration. They say they don't want to change that.
Right. They're going into this saying that they want to basically keep things the exact same way.
So it's interesting because there had been pressure on the share price, right? I mean, these are investors who had been pressuring Smithfield, which is to say, it was not as profitable as they would like to see, and they believe, the shareholders, Smithfield could make itself more profitable. I mean, is that another way of saying the same thing, the pressure on Smithfield?
Right. You know, as I had mentioned before, there was a one of their largest or their largest shareholder with about six, you know, a little less than 6% of the company's stock that basically had been saying, hey, look, you know, we need to find a way to maximize the shareholder value. And obviously, in this deal, they're getting a premium over the stock price. And
Well, so that raises the question. I mean, if Xiangwei says nothing's going to change, but smart business people say, well, this company could be more profitable if you change something, and Xiangwei are presumably smart business people, why wouldn't they change that thing?
Well, that's certainly a good question. I think only time will tell. Obviously, this deal still faces federal scrutiny as well as Smithfield shareholder approval. You know, so I think that, that what you're hearing from the folks in the community, those who either know or know somebody who works there or used to work there, is that, you know, time will tell whether this deal will keep things the same, you know, at the company's operations here in the U.S.
Well, the other question is, if what you wanted is American pork, why not just import American pork from Smithfield? Why buy the whole company?
Well, that is certainly a good question as well. I believe that you know, that Xiangwei has certainly appreciated the Smithfield brand and in their dealings with the company. So they seem to think that buying the company would be a better deal for them than to simply import it.
Smithfield's CEO said this is a great deal for shareholders. Certainly 31% premium would suggest that. Good deal for workers? They all get a raise or no?
Well, as I said before, time will tell how this will impact them. But the company has assured the workers that you know, that their collective bargaining agreements for union covered employees would will stay in effect, and any other agreements made with employees will also stay in effect. So for now, they're saying that you know, things should be the exact same.
Now, as you pointed out, this still has to meet federal approval as well as shareholder approval. And this is a big deal, biggest foreign buyout, or at least Chinese buyout of an American company. Does it face any resistance? What's the likelihood and what are the pressures against this deal at the regulatory level?
Right. Well, I think that there are certainly been some questions raised either by residents and you know, and as far as food safety is concerned as to how this may impact whether, you know, food safety here, if there's any impact there, as well as, you know, increased investment from China. You know, analysts actually from Fitch Ratings praised the takeover, saying that it will be beneficial to both companies, and it will be probable that this deal will go through despite, you know, political concerns around foreign ownership. They do note, however, that the deal could result in higher pork prices in the U.S. Because of lower availability.
Although, again, that could have happened anyway. If that company wanted to import more pork from Smithfield, you'd be
right,
facing the same kind of supply questions, wouldn't you?
Yes, seemingly yes.
And I know that you have talked to people who live in the town. Well, of Smithfield, Virginia, and I don't know if you've been down to Tar Heel, but Smithfield, where there's obviously a large operation in the headquarters for the company. What are they saying up there, the folks who live there?
Well, Smithfield, the town, is very much synonymous with Smithfield, the company, Smithfield Ham. That's you know, they're considered the ham capital of the world, and there's certainly some mixed reactions going on within the community. Obviously, again, there's a lot of folks who are concerned and shocked that China could possibly own the company that helped build that town. So there's obviously that end of it, but given that there seems to be some other folks that feel that the deal will be good for the company, and of course what's good for the company is good for the town.
You know, obviously, Shuang Wei will benefit by the name of Smithfield and the American brand. But I wonder about regulations, and maybe you don't know this, but if you own a company in the United States, but the pork is going to China, whose regulations do you have to follow when it comes to food safety? Do you know?
That I would have to get back to you on. I'm not 100% sure on that. But you know, my understanding from you know, regulatory scheme is that it would have to certainly follow safety regulations that that would cover workers here in the U.S.
Michael, pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for talking
with us. Thank you. Have a good one.
Michael Felberbaum is a business reporter at the AP. He's been covering this story of the Smithfield buyout. Just ahead, we're going to take a look at problems and solutions to poverty right here in our state, the state of North Carolina, which brings you the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.